listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome. This is Viral Podcasting, episode 17. I'm Carrie Lutz. And one thing that we don't talk about a lot in our space here in the U.S. is international podcasting. And yet, international podcasting is growing way faster than podcasting in the United States. Recently, I consulted with a client. He's based in the U.S., but his podcast was in Spanish. It was directed to Latin America. It was a real estate investment podcast. He teaches you how to invest in real estate. And what I found there was that this market is tremendously underserved. There were only one or two other shows out there, and they weren't nearly as high quality as my clients. And what I came to realize is that international podcasting, in many respects, is where it's at. Things that worked 5 years ago to promote your podcast, to monetize it, have stopped working in the U.S. But when you go to these international markets, they're still working. And recently had the pleasure to connect with an Italian podcaster, a gentleman by the name of Giorgio Minguzzi. Giorgio is with us now, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the podcast scene in Italy and the rest of the world. Giorgio, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks to you, and hello, everybody.
Hey, so Giorgio, you started a podcast. How long ago did you start your podcast?
November 2015. I was in a position that I was changing my job, and I was passing through a normal job to a consulting personal job like freelance, and I need personal branding. So I made few trials on video on YouTube, but I was not really satisfied by the results. And so I said, oh, come on, I'm listening podcast every day. So why don't I try to look what is in the Italian market, the podcasting scene. But I wasn't able to find almost nothing. So I said, okay, I will start.
You are a pioneer.
And I start my podcast.
So you are a pioneer. So not much happening almost 2 years ago. You've been doing it for 2 years. November 2017 will be 2 years. Wasn't much happening in the Italian podcast market. By the way, Giorgio's podcast is Merita, M-E-R-I-T-A, business podcast. You can find his website. If you speak Italian, even if you don't, you can always use Google Translate. Merita.biz. Merita.biz. And so, Giorgio, like, you wanted to do this podcast. Obviously, this is something you've wanted to do for quite some time. How long have you wanted to be on the radio and do podcasting, wind up doing podcasting?
Frankly speaking, I had 8 years old, and my uncle was in the car with the amateur radio CB band transmitter. And I said, I want it now. So he unplugged the CB radio from his car and gave it to me. Then I passed all the exam to become a radio amateur. I am also a radio amateur in US because I passed the exams also in US. So radio is in my heart. I know that is a very huge difference between broadcasting and amateur radio. But radio was in my heart. Also, the Hale stuff and all the things to recording the show were already in my house, so it was not so difficult for me to assemble everything to record my show.
Well, that's pretty cool. So every podcaster I've talked to just about, or most of them who've been doing it a while, who are really passionate, you all had this desire at a young age to enter the realm of podcasting, and here we are. And Giorgio, so you had to obviously accumulate a bunch of equipment. You had to buy equipment. I see you've got a mixer. You got a Heil PR40 with a shock mount and a articulated arm, just like I started out with. How hard was, and you've also got a nice little flag, just like I have here, on there with your podcast logo. How hard in Europe is it to acquire this equipment?
No, it's not really hard, except for the ale PR40, because I imported from US because I was not able to find one in Italy. But if you want, you can choose other microphones. We have plenty. Sure. And we are also lucky to have Amazon here, Amazon.it to buy whatever you need. So it's not so difficult. What is difficult is to find some knowledge base to learn how to assemble this, because you need a microphone, but you don't know how to use it.
Yeah, and you have to do a mix minus with Skype, which actually I took a course called Podcasting A to Z with Cliff Ravenscraft, and virtually the first thing he taught you how to do when you were setting up your mixer was to do a mix minus with Skype, because for those of you who aren't aware of a mix minus, it's like when you call the radio station to talk to the DJ or the talk show host, and what happens is it cuts out your earphone so that you can actually you can hear your voice, but you can't hear your voice coming over the earphone. You hear it because you're speaking, and that stops the feedback effect. So, Giorgio, where did you acquire the knowledge? Did you go onto YouTube? Did you take courses? How did you figure out how to A, record a podcast, B, edit it, and C, post it to your podcast server? By the way, what podcast server are you using?
I'm using Spreaker because they are Italians. The founders are Italian, so there is support in my language. So this is the main reason. For Mike's Minus was hell. I asked to a good friend of mine that is working in a music hall to adjust my mixer, but it was not able. So I start to look all the tutorial on YouTube and trying. I put 1 month to at the end, in the spare time. I was working at the time. So in the spare time, I took 1 month to set everything with the Mike's Minus. Then I use for a small time the app of Spreaker that is quite easy to use, but there is not the possibility to have the two tracks. So Mike's Minus and the app of Spreaker has one tracks, and I was not really satisfied. Then I discovered how to make Mike's Minus with two tracks and Audition. So it was just an improvement. And then going on and on, I improved my skills, and now I am able almost to set everything.
Yeah. Well, it's basically just a question of how you plug it in. And let me tell you a little secret. If you use a mixer that has a USB port that goes directly into your computer, you don't have to do anything with Mix Minus. It's automatic. If you use, what's the name of it? The Tascom Mini Studio, Mix Minus automatic. So, basically, it just involves putting in auxiliary input and then turning down on all of your channel dials, turning off that auxiliary input or that the auxiliary input. Some mixers have one, some have two, some have a lot more, the professional ones. But what you do is if it's auxiliary one, that's a red dial, you turn them all off. And that gets rid of your echo and your feedback loop. And it's really that simple. You're using one thing going out and the other coming in. And you have to use special cables because, the cable that comes, the jack that comes out of your computer, you'll have one for the mic, but that's an eighth inch jack, and you have to make it go to quarter inch, and the other one goes in, and that's how you do your mix minus. So in any event, there's all sorts of help videos out there that tell you how to do it, but I found the easiest way is that you can actually just get the mixer with the USB input, and then it obviates the need for it. The negative is that if you use a hard compressor, a gate compressor limiter, the way I do, to filter out extraneous noises, to compress and to gate, you can't apply those effects to Skype if it's coming through the USB port. At least I haven't figured out how to do it. If you know how, any of you out there listening, please write us. And you can always write us at kl@carrylutz.com. Questions, comments, or anything else, feedback on the show. Love to hear from you. So you got through the mix minus, and then you started recording. But content, Giorgio, how did you come up with content that people would want to listen to and find compelling and become basically members of your community, dedicated listeners and fans?
I am not an outsider of the content marketing because it's part of my job. So I decide to start teaching for Italian entrepreneur what you can achieve using digital and making some investment in digital marketing. So I have the content. I know what customers or my niche wants, and I start. What I was used to was I was invited in several events in Italy, for example, Mashable or Freelance Camp and other events, and I start to make interviews to the people I meet there. So people pushed their interview in his channel, and then I reach more audience. And at the beginning was just few hundred. So I remember that the first month was 119 listeners. That was for me too low because I was used to highest number in my blog. So I said, is not enough. Mm-hmm. But just the second month, thanks to the iTunes 8 weeks of visibility, I got around 1,000 a month.
That's wonderful.
And so the line increased step by step till now.
Okay. And how many times a week do you record? How many shows a week are you doing?
Okay. I record one times a week. I spend six months making two episodes by week, but I discovered that it was not useful. So I mean, when I stopped to make two episodes per week, I got the same amount of listener because I suppose that it was too much for my audience. Mm-hmm. So it was enough one episode per week. So immediately when I stop it to make two and pass through one again, the audience start to grow again.
Yeah, it's interesting. So mine's a daily podcast, more or less. So let's talk about the state of podcasting in Italy. Do you have any idea how many Italian podcasters there are? How many shows?
Okay, I don't know how many shows because that is not an easy way to count them. But I can tell you that the pioneers of this podcasting in Italy are almost digital marketers in various ways. I mean, content marketers, social media manager, and so on, less than 20. But we have also few priests that making a religious podcast, but nothing more. I mean, there is one good podcast in the social category, but not so many. So what I feel is there is a huge demand. I found a statistic that talk about 6 to 7 millions of podcast listener in Italy.
Really?
That is three times the active Snapchat user in Italy. So it does mean that it's a huge audience because Snapchat is always on the magazine here, at least the technology magazine and the marketing magazine. But there is no offer. So people in Italy are not producing podcasts. This is my idea. Maybe I'm wrong. But for example, there is not entertainment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There are radio, probably connected to the bandwidth. We have, till now, we had a very costly connection for our mobile phone, 2 gigabits a month, the average. And you can know that with Facebook videos, 2 gigabits are nothing in 1 month.
God, yeah.
So why to download podcast? And this is a limit of the system. Maybe now it's getting better every day, but you know, it's like when you have a very huge weight linked to your legs, no? So it's difficult to run.
Right.
And also because for the Italian people, podcast is the way to listen the episode of the broadcaster in a different hour time.
Right, time shifting. Okay, yes. So it's really at the beginning stages. Who's the most successful podcaster in Italy right now, Giorgio? Besides you.
No. It's not me. It's not a problem. The main issue is broadcasting, mm-hmm. broadcast station.
Yeah,
there is not
count,
a
though.
Huge one that is going out.
Yeah, they don't.
Maybe
count.
You can. Yes, they are not like crafted podcasting. It's a professional one, and it's another thing. Yeah. One more thing is that we have a heavy taxation for podcasts that making music.
Yeah,
we have a tax called a special tax called APOD 1.
Right.
And this is a limit because you never know what is the limit between a podcast with music or not. Because
I gotcha. I totally understand. Hey, so obviously it's emerging. What about the rest of Europe? And can you give us an idea, Giorgio, of what's happening in places like Spain? What's happening in Germany? What's happening in the larger larger countries of Europe concerning podcasting? UK. Well, UK, I know the UK is closely tracking the United States. It's definitely caught on. I have many friends in the UK who are avid podcast listeners and who are really producing shows there as well. But what about the rest of Europe, the non-English speaking, which is most of Europe, the EU? What's happening with podcasting there?
But frankly speaking, I don't know because I don't speak German and I don't speak Spanish. I speak a little bit of French and I listen time to time some podcast in French language. But it's difficult also to discover new podcast in Europe because if you go on iTunes, that is the main supplier. For example, 70% of my audience came from iTunes. The chart changing between few kilometers. I discovered that the top chart of iTunes could be different if you are in central Italy or if you are in northern Italy at the same time. So I am able to see a lot of podcast or content in Italian, but just few from other languages. And the few are the huge and the biggest one, like Tim Ferriss, like John Lee Dumas, like Pat right. Flynn, and so on. So it's not easy to find and discover something else.
That's fascinating. So U.S. podcasters are definitely attracting an international audience, largely because I guess you don't have that much alternative. There aren't that many local podcasts. And these guys have been doing it longer and they have proven success records. Really fascinating. So, Giorgio, what are your goals for your podcast? What are you looking to do?
The main issue is that now I am at the point that I received the first offer for make a sponsorship of my podcast because the Italians love to listen things in Italian language. Mm-hmm. And American company, especially in the social media marketing or anyway in the web world, would like to enter in the market because the market is around 60 million inhabitants. Mm-hmm. It is not very huge if you compare to US, but it's interesting because anyway, we are not a growing economy, but the people are there. So they consume and purchase. So now my goal will be to shift, but few occasional deal to start to find an agency that can support me finding new opportunity like this. Because anyway, you know better than me, podcast has a cost, not just the stuff to produce it, but the time.
Oh, yeah.
And to grow in quality. When you grow your audience, you grow also your commitment to produce better quality podcast. So now what I want to do is that I need more time to grow my quality. So I need some money to cover this time that
right.
is not
I gotcha.
in the billing part of my economical cycle. So now the target is to find new sponsors.
That
is the main target.
Yeah, you're monetizing, which every podcaster has to do at some point, because otherwise it's just going to stay a hobby. Anyways, we're talking with Giorgio Minguzzi from Italy. And his podcast is Merita Business Podcast, M-E-R-I-T-A. And you can find him at merita.com. biz. Giorgio, we wish you the best of luck. It's been really interesting talking to you, learning about what you do and the challenges you face. And we wish you the best of luck. And look, Viral Podcasting, that's my book, How to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Show. It can be done. I'm doing it. Some other people are doing it, but they haven't read the book yet. If you haven't read the book, you're missing out. Just go over to Amazon, Viral Podcasting, type in those two words, you'll find it. Or go to the site, viralpodcasting.com. You could order it right there. Take a look at the site. Take a look at all the podcasts we've done on the subject. Giorgio, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your book. It's already in my Kindle. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Hey, and any questions or comments, write me at kl@kerrylutz.com.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.